We're reading from John McEnroe's book titled You Cannot Be Serious, copyright 2002. John McEnroe's top 10 recommendations for improving tennis in the 21st century. Number 1. Tennis should have a commissioner. Baseball, football, and basketball all do. Why not our sports? Parenthesis, I'm available. John McEnroe is available. Number 2. This country should have a national tennis academy. Flushing Meadows would be a natural sight. But if the logistics there are too daunting, there are many other possibilities. Kids with potential should be brought in from all over the country on a scholarship if necessary, and they could be developed in much the same way I was by Tony Palavox and Harry Hubman at the Port Washington Academy. Number 3. Players need to be more accessible to fans and the media. Parentheses, did I really say that? The way NASCAR drivers are. Number 4. A return to wooden rackets would be a huge improvement for professional tennis. The biggest change in the game in the last 25 years, the replacement of wood by graphite, has been a bad one. I happen to think that wooden rackets are beautiful aesthetically and purer for the game. Look at baseball. Kids start with aluminum bats in Little League, then move on to graphite or Kevlar or whatever in college. And then, and only then, if they make it to the majors, do they get to use these beautiful wooden bats that require greater expertise for success. Why not do the same thing in tennis? I think it looks great to have a little wand in your hand instead of some ultra-thick club big enough to kill somebody with. Wood, to me, has glamour. You need strategy and technique. Tennis these days is sadly lacking in all these things. It's all, as David Bowie said, wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Number 5. Like other sports, tennis should have a season. I would recommend February to October. For 3 months every year, there wouldn't be any tennis. Players could rest and recharge. Fans could work up a little hunger to see the game. Number 6. The Davis Cup schedule also has to be brought into the real world. Should it be held for a week every other year, like golf's Ryder Cup? Or maybe once a year? Whatever the answer, the powers that be need to sit down and decide how to re-interest tennis top players in participating in this great event. Number 7. Only tennis's top-notch amateurs should be allowed to compete in the Olympics. The lure of a gold medal would encourage young players to stay in college and wait longer to turn pro. The results would be more mature professionals and a purer Olympics. Number 8. The service line should be moved 3 to 6 inches closer to the net. The serve has become far too important to tennis, especially at Wimbledon, where the best fans in the world sit patiently through long rainy delays only to have to sit through boring serve-a-thons. Number 9. Lead courts should be eliminated. Having to play all lead serves would speed up the game and make it more exciting. Number 10. Tennis players should be far more involved in charity work. The sport should champion a couple of causes as a group and try to make a real difference. The kind of difference that Andre Agassi and Andre Jaeger have made. Andre with his school for disadvantaged kids in Las Vegas, and Andrea with her Silver Lining Ranch for terminally ill children in Aspen, Colorado. That's it, folks. Thank you.